Tell me, what was your reaction when you heard about the Hall of Fame?
Well, I was kind of surprised. I'm happy about it, but I was surprised. I wasn't really aware or ready for it, I guess, in a way, but here I am. So.
And, you know, you've paddled for, obviously, a long, long time. We haven't seen you in a long time. Are you kind of retired from paddling, or just not training for the big ones?
Pretty much kind of semi-retired from paddling right now. I haven't did anything with the big ones at all since the last time I was raced here. That was my last year racing in 2005. But, you know, you never know what happens. Sometimes it might pop in. I might do some smaller races or something like that. But to get back in premium shape with all the guys that they have out there now, it'd be a hard task, and I don't know if I want to put that much effort into it because we've got a lot of great talent coming up.
Well, you obviously won this race with Serge Corbin, what, six times?
Yeah.
Six times. I think that's the most he's battled with anyone. He had obviously a lot of confidence in you. And you also did the Michigan race with him. And did you ever do the Classique as well?
Yes.
And so all these wins with Serge Corbin, I mean, this is the king of paddling. It must feel pretty good to have been not only associated with him that way, but that he had the confidence in you.
Oh, yeah. I was quite surprised in a lot of ways, but it was a very good experience to paddle with the best that's ever lived, and I was fortunate enough to have that opportunity. I tried to make the best of what I could of it, and so things turned out pretty good for us.
Now, you know, you talk about maybe not training as hard for the big 70-miler or whatever, but now they have the four-person canoes, and I've seen a lot of pros getting in there, some of the older guys, and it must be a fun way, but also a little bit lighter on the body.
Yeah, I think that's a new thing that's coming in, and it's very forgiving, I think, compared to the C2s and the pro division and stuff like that. C4 is much more forgiving. I got to paddle a little bit last year in one. First time I really raced one, I went out and did the Adirondack 90, and Mark Gillespie called me up and had me come out there and just jump on a team, and we had a lot of fun, and I can see where that's got some potential, too, for some fun, especially you get some older paddlers maybe coming out back out of their rocking chairs a little bit. Who knows, you know?
Well, Tim Trebold did
they're
that, you know.
Chair, man.
There you go. Last year he did it, and he's on a team this year as well. And just, do you miss it?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a great miss. I haven't been here in a while, so I'll probably really be missing it when Monday comes around and I really get to see the other guys doing the event. But at the same time, as you know, you're kind of get older, you kind of just want to be a wannabe, I guess, if you want to call it that. But you know what it takes to get there, and you don't know if you really want to put that much effort in there to try to get back into even, you know, doing well, you know. But it takes a lot because you have a lot of, like I said, a lot of nice talent coming up. And so it's pretty interesting, and it's great to see the sport still growing. But, yeah, you always want to be, you know what I mean? Once you're there, you always want to be. You know, so.
Well, let me guess. Somebody pulled you to pit crew.
Yeah, that ended up happening. It was kind of a thing that just evolved because at first I was just I was supposed to come out maybe do a C4 race with somebody, and I was him-hawing about that, and I didn't train that much, and so I said no, and then I found out about the induction to the Hall of Fame, so then I turned around and, okay, now I'm going out there. And while I'm going out there, I'm like, hey, by the way, could you help us out here? We're kind of in a bind. And so I got a couple guys going to owe me a favor, and I probably owe them no, too, but I won't say that part of it, you know. But, I'm picking up a few in the C1 that they could be in competition with each other even, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, that'll be great. I assume Nick Walton is in there, or is he doing a two-man?
He's doing a two-man.
Okay.
But you have Matt Scribe and Bill Tarangio.
Yep.
So there's two guys, two old veteran paddlers that are very good, and they're still in the race of doing stuff, and so they're doing well. So.
Well, last question. You have 19 finishes. You got to come back and at least do one more.
Oh, I just seen that. I didn't know that till the other day. I read you guys' thing. I didn't even realize that, and then I see that, and you go like, oh, my God, you know, do I want to try it, though, you know? So it's a big question in your mind that you're kind of like, it does get you thinking, but then again, I want to be.
Well, that's maybe the four-man.
That's the part that might change it, though. Yeah, that qualifies. You never know. So that's food for thought. So.
Well, Jeff, congratulations and great seeing you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.